Good morning. Clear skies and light winds overnight allow temperatures to drop steadily, with the snowpack readings starting off in the single digits and teens across most of interior New York and New England. The wind is light, so the wind chill not an issue. And no precipitation overnight, although there could be a few slick spots from some of the melting snow refreezing from yesterday. As we get into the day today, that high pressure center will dominate, keeping us dry with a good amount of sunshine for all of the morning and most of the afternoon, although some high and mid-level clouds will increase toward the end of the day. Still, high temperatures will find their way into the lower to mid-30s on average. A warm front will head our way for tonight, and we could see some light and spotty precipitation, especially north of I-90 into the Adirondacks and Upper Hudson Valley, Champlain Valley, and most of Vermont, where a little light freezing rain could cause some icy spots overnight, with temperatures dropping back into the upper 20s to around 30. Readings will start to climb late at night as we dry it out. We'll still have mostly cloudy skies for the day tomorrow, but a south breeze will push temperatures through the 30s and into the upper 40s for afternoon highs. We'll run the risk at a passing shower or two tomorrow, but generally dry with areas of fog with the milder air over the snowpack. It'll continue to warm up Thursday night into Friday, and as a low pressure wave approaches, a deep slug of moisture will move through in the form of steady rain. The rain will last into the day on Friday as temperatures push into the lower 50s. We'll also have areas of fog as we get through the rest of the day. The rain will persist into Friday night, and as that low pressure wave passes to our east and north on Saturday morning, Arctic air will begin to flow in. As a result, that rain will transition to some ice and perhaps some snow on the back end. Just how much precipitation is left on the backside of this system will determine the severity of this system on Saturday, but it does look like we'll have at least the opportunity for some winter weather on its tail end as temperatures drop back through the 30s and into the 20s. Arctic air will remain with us Sunday and Monday with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 20s and the chance of some snow showers in the mid-20s on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, precipitation will continue across the Intermountain West through most of the day, falling as rain and high elevation snow. Winter storm warnings have been issued for the Colorado Rockies for as much as 2 feet of snow, especially at the ski resorts. This activity will spread across the northern and portions of the central plains by tonight and early tomorrow, where winter weather advisories are in effect, as cold air from the latest Arctic high pressure center will spill into the central United States, allowing this precipitation to fall as snow. As the front associated with this storm progresses eastward, the bulk of the precipitation will also follow. However, by tonight and into tomorrow, areas near the rain-snow line will begin to see a wintry mix, especially in the mid-Mississippi Valley. This wintry mix will increase as it moves into the Ohio Valley by Friday. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under clear skies and 14 degrees, a northwest wind at 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 31 below zero. In Albany on the hour, clear skies and 12 degrees, the dew point 7, 80% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.45 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 81 degrees at Punta Gorda, Florida, to a low of 15 below zero at Ely, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, near 40, Boston mostly sunny, in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds with the chance of showers and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 37 degrees, the low 24, the average temperature 31, that's 9 degrees above normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday, 5.1 inches for the month, which is right on normal for this point in January, and 17.2 inches for the year, which is 4.7 inches of snow below normal. There were 34 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month, 474, that's 96 above normal, and 2,827 for the season, which is 86 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high 55 set in 2016, and the record low 13 below zero in 1968. Sunrise this morning, 7:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:41 p.m. 9 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 30s. Spotty freezing rain tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today and highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the lower 30s. Spotty freezing rain tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows right around 30. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine followed by increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Spotty freezing rain tonight with lows right around 30 degrees. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, a passing shower, and also areas of fog in the upper 40s. Rain likely Thursday night and Friday, perhaps steady, maybe even heavy for a brief period of time. Breezy, mild areas of fog in the 50s. Rain going to some ice and maybe even some snow on the back end Saturday morning, becoming windy. Temperatures starting in the 30s, then dropping quickly through the 20s during the day. A mix of sun and clouds, much colder, lower 20s Sunday, lower 20s on Monday, and a chance for some light snow showers in the mid-20s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.